When the kids are asleep, that's when dad has time to play. Welcome to the Geeky Dad After Dark.
I'm the Geeky Dad, and I'm here with my beautiful, exotically stunning wife.
Hello, everybody.
The Geeky Wife.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we weren't supposed to do an episode so soon. Usually we go every other week, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But something happened this weekend. It was the finale of Walking Dead.
The big finale.
Yeah.
Walking Dead.
Yeah, we were watching this show. As soon as we got married, we started watching this show, right? Mm-hmm. We were living alone, and I was like, let's watch this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We started watching it before Ariana.
Yeah. And, you know, nobody in our circle knew about this show.
Yeah.
And okay. And watching, of course, when the show took off, they acted as if, you know, oh, they started watching it, you know. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. When we were the innovators, okay?
I guess.
Yeah. Anyhow,
We used to watch the season premiere, too. We used to have, like, a little party and watch the season premiere.
We were the original Talking Dead.
And right after Comic-Con, you used to come from Comic-Con, and then we used to watch it.
Yeah, they used to always have the season premiere around that time.
Yeah. What about the fact that you actually met some of the cast?
I did meet some of the cast, yeah, especially Lauren Cohen.
Yeah.
She was very pretty.
Mm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I met Mr. Rick Grimes himself.
Andrew Lincoln.
Andrew Lincoln with his sexy British accent.
Yes.
I can't do a good British accent at all.
You don't have to. Okay. I saw him yesterday on Talking Dead. I mean, it was good. As he said, like,
okay,
would love to do Boogie, but I would love to do Boogie with him on the dance floor.
Can I just say this is going to be spoiler-filled? This is the series finale. It doesn't feel like a series finale.
No, I think it's just branching out.
It feels more like a season finale more than anything.
More like expanding of the universe. Like a
walking It's game. Basically, it's like, okay, let's tie up the loose ends.
Uh-huh.
And let's sprinkle some little...
New seedlings.
Little seeds for some spin-offs.
Yes.
Yeah, Walking Dead is trying to be the new Marvel. They're going to spread it out. Just like there's like a million Marvel shows right now.
Mm-hmm.
All connected.
They have Daryl shows.
They need to change the name of that.
Daryl Dixon and
Yeah, it's like Daryl Dixon. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Walking Dicks. How about that? The Dead Dicks. Walking.
Oh my god, I can't. They have Andrew Lincoln. I mean Rick and Michonne show.
Yeah, that's another I don't like the title of that.
And no. What about Negan and Maggie's title? Dead City.
I like that title. It
Dead
sounds
City.
Dead City.
New York City.
Yeah.
Dead
City. We haven't seen like the big cities besides Atlanta.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I'm very like kind of, I don't know how the hell those two ended up together.
I'm intrigued. I want to know what would bring them together. It has to be like
something massive.
Something happened to their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Negan's wife was kidnapped or something. I don't know. What's the reason they would team up?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the Commonwealth and Alexandria, they're going to be all cool for a while now.
Yeah, it seems like they're all good for the
It's like
time
you
being.
got three little nations there. That's a big quadrant
of
people working together, which is how it should be. Everybody should be working together, you know.
We also saw in this movies, I mean, not movies, this show, and we say it all the time. We feel like people are the worst than any kind of virus, any kind of zombie, any kind of monster event or anything. I think we became the worst of...
Yeah, well, you know, that's always the case. Like, the people on the show are always worse than the zombies. Mm-hmm. Now, before we talk about the season finale.
Mm-hmm.
Or series finale.
Yeah.
And before we even talk about all the new things coming up,
mm-hmm.
let's just give a brief overview of the entire Walking Dead saga. You know?
All right.
Now, why do you think they stopped at 11? It seems like an odd number.
I don't know.
You know? 10 would have been good.
Or 12.
12 would have been good.
15.
No. Now, it started out with a guy named Rick Grimes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the cast on this show has been changing constantly, mm-hmm. constantly.
Yes.
And no one from the first season besides Carol and Daryl. Wow, Carol and Daryl.
Mm-hmm. Sitting in a tree.
They should just call the show Carol Daryl.
Mm, yeah. They're not kissing anymore.
Yeah, those are the only two original cast members. And the funny thing is, this show is based on a comic book, which is the
geeky... I think Maggie also from the first season, isn't she?
Not necessarily. She wasn't part of that original group.
Carol, they met her on the side too because of their husband.
Carol was with Daryl's group.
Yes. Oh, actually, you're right.
That's the group that Rick met up in the first season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
And, you know, and we saw Daryl's racist brother.
Mm-hmm. Marl.
Yeah. And you look back at those early episodes
mm-hmm.
and everybody looks so young. Right?
So young. And we did Daryl, not expect it. Daryl.
He actually had short hair back then.
Yes, but the thing is, I could never see his face. I used to be like, why don't they show his face? Like, it's always covered up with his hair, but towards the end, obviously.
No, the first season, he had shorter hair.
You still couldn't see his face.
No, he had short hair.
He had, hair on his face.
No, I saw it. It was, short, very short. And even Rick Grimes had short hair.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them got, they turned into,
It became an odd pair. Like those Chewbacca. Two ended up being friends, right? You know? Yeah. And then they had Glenn, the sidekick.
Glenn, mm-hmm. Glenn. You know, for a lot of people, when Glenn died on the show, a lot of people stopped watching.
It was sad for me.
Yeah,
I was also thinking, how could they do that?
I was always anticipating that because that's the big moment in the comic book,
mm-hmm.
and they kept teasing Glenn dying in the show for a couple of seasons. Mm-hmm.
He had a couple of close calls. Remember the time he fell from the, I think it was the containers or something?
Yeah, that was bullshit. No way he would have survived that.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
I remember that one, yes.
And, a couple of times he almost died.
You know but, why I also said, Rosita...
We're not going to get to that
yet. Okay, all right.
Now...
I'm going to lose my train of thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Another thing that a lot of people jump ship on.
Mm-hmm.
Was when Carl died.
Coral died, yeah. Yes, Coral.
Which was the massive break from the comic book mm-hmm. storyline.
Yeah.
Because Carl is he's the guy. He's the one who survives at the end to mm-hmm. lead everybody in the future. And, you know, we'll never see that. I guess we'll have that probably with Judith.
Hopefully.
We'll see Walking Dead The Next Generation.
Maybe.
And a reboot. Right?
Yeah, you and your reboot. Okay.
You know they will. The way this show is going, they'll have
another... You kind of thought they were going to pull a Rick on the show.
They. Well, we're not talking about that yet. Okay?
We're not talking about anything yet, apparently.
We're doing an overview.
All right. Overview. Mm-hmm.
Now, the comic books... We're going to talk about how the comic books ended. In the comic books...
Mm-hmm.
It ends with Rick being shot
mm-hmm.
in a surprise move by the Commonwealth douchebag.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Shoots Rick out of nowhere.
Wow.
That's how it ends. And it flash forwards to the future, and then we see Carl is the one leading everybody.
Wow. Okay.
Now that the last episode, the last issue of the comic, a lot of people didn't like because that came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody wanted to see Rick get
Ricky
killed.
Ricky put it, yeah.
And I'm glad that they didn't do that with the TV show.
Yeah.
What they did was they did get rid of Rick, but they kept it open.
Well, they kept it open for a reason.
What a big mystery. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the show has gotten so popular, it already had 3 spinoffs.
Yeah.
Right? It had
Fear of the Walking Dead.
Fear of the Walking Dead, which I call Fear to Watch the Show because it's so crappy. Right?
Yeah.
Talk about, like, a show where I literally hate almost every character on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I still watch it because I am a glutton for punishment. The wife has given up.
I don't like that concept. I don't like the characters.
What do you mean the concept? It's the same exact show.
No, but I feel like it's more dumb.
It's just different area.
To me, it's more dumb.
This was like, they had good ideas, you know, showing like how it started. Then they just forgot about that.
I couldn't stand that kid with grandpa pants.
Right. And then the problem with the show is there's no main character.
I think Madison
was the main character. Madison's husband. First couple of seasons, it was the husband.
Yeah, I guess.
And then Madison, and then they got killed her. And then it was like...
Her daughter.
No, and then then the daughter couldn't carry it. Then they brought in Morgan.
Yeah, and then was always the...
Morgan was the character from...
Strand was always the bad.
From the original Walking Dead. He was from the first episode, actually, of Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
He and Rick teamed up and fought zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, we've seen a lot of bad guys.
Yes. In The Walking Dead. Flashback to the bad guys.
Right? Mm-hmm. We had the governor.
With Milton.
Yeah.
Everybody remember Andrea with the perfect manicure, and everybody talked about how she's dying and post-apocalyptic time.
In the comics, Andrea and Rick are the ones that hook up.
Wow, not Michonne.
Yeah.
Okay.
And after Governor, who was the next bad guy? It was,
Wasn't it Negan?
No, it wasn't Negan. It was, the guy who plays the Punisher. What's his face? Wasn't he like a bad guy, basically?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. And then after that, it was a bunch of, like... cannibal people.
Yes, you're right.
And then some randos here and there.
Mm-hmm. No, we're talking about the big bad guys. I think there was governor, really people.
It was just the governor.
Yes, and then it was like, I think Negan, everybody knows him.
He was the big one for a while. But in between the governor and Negan,
they had like
it few. Was like a couple of randos.
Yes.
Rando yes, type of thing. It wasn't really that interesting. Yeah. Nobody really stood out.
And then after Negan came the Alpha, the big bad wolf.
Yes.
Right?
The Whispers.
Yeah, the Whispers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Alpha. I'm talking about the main guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Rick never got a chance to face these guys.
No. Are you going to talk about like how Negan took one for the team?
I think if
with Alpha.
If Rick was around...
Yeah.
Those Whispers would probably have been dead faster.
I don't know. To me, like, I felt like...
Rick does not mess around, though.
Yeah, but have you noticed?
The problem...
Everywhere he went, he took over everything and everything went to shit. They kind of were bad luck. They went to Alexandria with this big bad hope.
Listen, Alexandria got fucked up a couple of times. Overrun by zombies a couple of times.
No, it's also the fact that...
And it kept coming back.
Have you noticed, even like Commonwealth and Alexandria, these are like well-established community, but they never face the zombies face-to-face. And when they invade, they get like, you know, like shit-struck. Not like even like awestruck, it's like shit-struck. They don't know what to do.
A lot of times...
And that's the reason everything falls to shit. And Rick's people... Or later on became like other people. They're the one became savior and they took over, basically.
Yeah. Every time Rick joins a community, he takes it over, fucks it up, everybody gets killed, and then he ends up...
Moving on.
No, he doesn't move on. He just ends up
giving
it rebirth and fixing it eventually.
And what about this? What about the season? Like, you know, like he spent whole season to build a bridge and...
Well, that was the last season for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They thought he died in the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we know he doesn't.
And he left with the garbage lady.
Yes, the coconut head lady.
Yeah. And then they did another spinoff. That's when Morgan also left.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then they did another spinoff called Walking Dead Beyond,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, wasn't that great. It only lasted two seasons.
Mm-mm.
I think it was a limited series. I think it's supposed to tie in to the bigger picture, but I didn't see the regular Walking Dead, you know, like tie into that too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the new one, Walking Dead Universe, I think it's called, right?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Where it has like...
different stories, random different stories. Yes.
Some of those are fun, some of those are okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not all of them were winners.
Yeah. You know?
But that seems interesting if they can continue that. And now that the main show is done,
yeah,
we're going to see a ton of other spinoffs.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when we return, we will talk about the season finale. The series finale. I keep on saying season finale.
Series finale.
But it really is like a season finale because they're coming back
mm-hmm.
in a couple of months.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is Jack and Joe from Drazzled, the podcast that takes award-winning worst films
and fixes them.
It's not enough to just point out when a movie is bad.
Which we do.
Or to discover why the movie is so bad.
Which we do.
We go ahead and fix the whole damned thing.
Yeah, we do.
Bad movies, good writing, a special brand of stupid.
That's Drazzled.
Find Drazzled at your favorite podcast spot.
We're sure to razzle-dazzle you.
And we're back.
We are back, baby.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times the kids try to sneak in and watch The Walking Dead when we're not looking, and we always chase them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not the girl. The girl is scared. It's the little one actually been watching Walking
Dead. Yeah, the baby. The baby doesn't care.
No. And he keeps on saying, Walking Dead.
Yeah. He watches people getting munched on, the guts hanging out. He don't even care.
And he still wants to watch Chucky.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the finale. Now,
series finale.
Series finale, if you want to call it that. Now, what did you think?
I think it could have been better.
I felt that it was rushed a little bit. It should have been maybe 2 hours. Hour and a half was...
It was hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, certain scenes were rushed. Like, one scene went to another scene without mm-hmm. any explanation, you know.
They even said it. They couldn't put everything in, like...
Right.
They had so many requests from people.
Right. What did we ever see what happened... with the zombie that picked up the knife?
No. I thought like that would like come into play somehow.
I thought that was a whisperer actually, but it wasn't.
No, I think the main reason of showing that zombies are actually getting smart and they are actually picking up.
What's causing that?
I don't know. They didn't explain it.
Now I hear that's what the Daryl show is going to be about.
Smart zombies.
No, he's going to find out more about what caused the virus because he's going to France.
Okay. And how exactly
France, he's
going to go to France?
France is where it started from.
Okay. Tell me, how will he go to France? It's not like, he's going from here to Miami or like Los Angeles.
He can use a plane.
And who's going to fly that plane for him?
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's still pilots around.
Well, you said like, you saw him with the Eiffel Tower, and I feel like it's in Vegas, probably.
I can't, because...
But then he talks about, like, there are people
They're actually shooting it in Europe.
Mm-hmm. No, he even said it in the show. That,
I mean, it's cool. We get to actually see...
How other people is...
What they should have did, you know how they have, like, foreign versions of different shows?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see The Walking Dead sprout out. Like, do a spinoff... You know, it doesn't have to be shown in America, but let's see, like, Walking Dead India, Walking Dead China, Walking Dead Korea, Walking Dead Japan, Walking Dead
England. Korean zombies are worse than this.
I mean, it's not going to be the Korean zombies. It's going to be the Walking Dead zombies, but in Korea. You know?
Anyhow, let's talk about the season finale.
Yeah.
Or series finale, once again.
Yeah. I mean, this season was kind of like all up and down.
Yeah.
You know? We had that,
like a kind of like a one tone, and then again like a little bit of excitement, then again goes back to that monotone
kind it's of like thing. The everything is Commonwealth, and then you had some of that part of the season with Daryl and that mm-hmm. chick,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of slow, you know?
Yeah.
I think that was last season, but mm-hmm. it came to play back again in this season. And, you know, we knew the leaders of Commonwealth were a bunch of assholes. We knew mm-hmm. that sooner or later their stripes were going to show.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a matter of time. Everything was just too nice.
Yes.
You know, too nice. We got to see, like, the zombies are now climbing. They're opening mm-hmm. doors. They're breaking glasses.
Mm-hmm. And they know how to take off the mask for the Commonwealth you know. People and bite them.
Right. Like, what the heck is going on? You know, mm-hmm. it's like, did they see the Zack Snyder zombie movie recently where the zombies, like, smart? You know? Mm-hmm. What's next? They're gonna, like, use guns?
Well, maybe, if they could pick up the knife.
I guess it's been too easy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're adapting, they're evolving because
yes.
they're getting killed too easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, they just killed a whole bunch.
Yeah.
In the season finale, they trapped them and killed them all. Like, that's probably, like, over a couple of thousand they killed right there.
Yeah.
Why don't they do that all the time with all the swarms?
Let's talk about the spoiler. Who dies and who lives?
Okay, spoiler. Spoiler alert. All of the main characters pretty much live, except for one. Rosita.
Yeah, remember I was just telling you, like, you know, what was the point of Rosita living? And I thought, like, you know, she was gonna, like, you know, she wasn't gonna last. You know why I said that, right?
Why?
I had the same thinking when Glenn fell.
Yeah.
And all the zombies were, like, surrounding him, but yeah. he made it. Remember, Rosita fell between the zombies.
Yeah.
And then she got up, and I'm like,
when she fell that first time, my heart sank. I was like, no, the baby's going to get killed.
I know they weren't going to kill the baby.
But how did you know? You thought she was going to live when she fell?
No. Somehow the baby's going to be saved, or she's going to probably hover over to save the baby or something. But
anytime they put babies in danger in the show, it scares me.
That's why I said, like, you know, like, I thought Rosita wasn't going to survive. But true to that, after a couple of minutes.
Knowing this show, they do pull, like, nasty shit like that to characters sometimes.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, oh, crap. Yeah, she's dead when she fell. And the baby. Yeah. That's, like, the most fucked up thing right there.
She died.
But then she came out of nowhere. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the mother strength in her just.
Yes.
Pulled her off, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
the thing is, why did both of the guys went before her? Like, I don't know. I know for a fact, if it was between you and me, you'd be like, no, you gotta go before
your
me.
Ass never would have been able to climb that.
No. All right? No, that's why, like, I feel like, you know, most of the time Rick would have done, or somebody else would have done, like, no, you go first, then I am gonna go. Mm. Like Glenn and Maggie's dynamic, like, Maggie, you go first, then me.
Right.
But in this situation, I don't know, like, why both of the men went first and Rosita's, like, climbing the last with her daughter.
Yeah, yeah. And then
Judy. Judith.
Judith, I never thought Judith was going to die. I was.
Yeah, but she got shot. No, you told me, like,
now,
oh.
No, wait. Now, in the hospital scene,
mm-hmm.
they were basically setting up the exact scene how Rick was mm-hmm. left in the hospital. Same way that, you know,
the stretcher
outside of the door
mm-hmm.
and everything. And I was like, oh, crap. They're gonna fast forward and they're going to show Judith. Like,
I mean, my heart sank when Judith got shot.
Yeah. Well, when
to save Maggie.
When I saw she got shot in the shoulder, I was like, okay, she's not really dead.
No, still.
But yeah, I thought they were going to end the show with the same way they started it,
mm-hmm.
but with Judith, right?
Yeah.
But then, you know, I guess when they saw that these freaking zombies can open up doors and break windows, it's like you can't do it like how they used to do it with Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Rick was lucky, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. That's the... I'm glad it didn't end it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, throughout the whole episode, I thought... I thought they were going to have... Okay, they were in shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, this is the time when Michonne and Rick, they're going to come, they're going to save everybody. And that's going to be... They finally meet everybody. I mean, that would be how I would have ended the show, like, a happy way. You have everybody meet Rick again,
mm-hmm.
especially the daughter, right?
Yes. Who's hopeful that her parents are going to come back.
Even though her brother don't say shit on the show.
Yeah, to me, that's like a shit parent. Like, father left, fine. The mother also left to look for the father.
Well, the father left not by his own decision.
I know. But why did Michonne left?
Michonne went to go after her husband after she saw that he was still alive.
Right. I don't know. I still would, like, hold on to my children. Cause
you wouldn't want to go after me?
So I would rather put my kids' responsibility to somebody else to look for you?
She probably trusts...
I don't think so.
Daryl and whatnot?
No. As I said, Daryl is the best mom.
Right. Daryl and Carol? Yeah. Daryl and Carol?
Yes.
Anyhow.
But Judith was badass.
Right.
Even when she got shot, she went to save Daryl.
Yeah. The other two people that died were, not that big of a character.
Lucas and...
Luke was not that mean of a character.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up sporadically because he was shooting movies
mm-hmm.
in between, you know. And if anybody was going to die, it was probably going to be him. I didn't really mourn his loss.
I actually thought Lydia wasn't going to make it, though.
Yeah, there was a part of me I thought Lydia was going to die. I thought maybe...
And Aaron or Jerry.
I didn't think Jerry was going to die because they didn't show him dying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't show you dying, you have a chance of living in any show, you know. Like, for instance, you know, in Fear the Walking Dead, you never saw the mom died.
No.
How many scenes did everybody thought she was dead? Then suddenly she comes back, you know?
And the daughter is dead.
Yeah. So, yeah, they finally defeat the Commonwealth because they finally came to the stupid solution, which is the solution they should have been coming towards from the very beginning of the first episode. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The humans are not supposed to be enemies. The fucking walkers are the enemies.
But they don't think that way.
This is how it should have always been. Put away your stupid ass.
Grudges.
And like greed. Mm-hmm. And power hungriness.
No, the lady had to want what she wanted.
You know? That's not important. You gotta kill these fuckers.
And yet, like, you know, the lady who was protecting her, following her, like when even she said, like, oh, put all the patrol and the guys on my protection.
Right. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the zombies invading the whole Commonwealth, and she's leaving thousands of people.
And she's killing all these innocent people.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's the one, shot Judith.
Right. She got off easy. Okay.
Yeah, I would have wanted her to be dead.
Yeah, she deserved to be killed mm-hmm. or turned into a zombie
mm-hmm.
herself. You know.
And Negan and Maggie kind of said each other's peace.
Right, yeah. We finally got a conclusion to there.
It's not, she doesn't forgive him and stuff, but at least like...
Yeah, at least he said sorry.
Yes, and she's willing to tolerate him. Like, there is...
Yeah.
There is no love, but there is no hate
and
either.
They're going to be, they're going to have to work together in their own spin-offs.
Future endeavors. Yeah. I don't know how they came together, but they are.
You'll think they're ever like kiss?
And, I don't think so.
Have some kind of affair?
No, I don't think so.
I've seen worse happen. Mm-hmm. Okay? I've seen worse.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Remember when Buffy was with Spike?
Well.
That was out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we're going with that big tangent there. Different show.
Okay, different show. What about the fact that all the ads
Oh, the ads.
It was all about zombies, like Safe Pro.
I heard that Ryan Reynolds was responsible for most of that.
Oh, okay. Was he also responsible for putting that hair loss ad, Bosley?
No, I don't think so. Because
it was kind of weird. I was telling you, right? Like, all the ads are like about like Walking Dead and apocalyptic stuff, and all of a sudden,
and they brought back all of the old like actors that died on the
Milton,
show.
Milton.
Yeah.
Andrea.
Yeah, some other people. Yeah, they should have brought back the governor.
Yeah, well, and then there comes the hair loss ad presented by Bosley.
Yeah, well, I mean, zombies lose their hair too, you know?
And zombies lose everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, the Commonwealth is reestablished.
And is being led by...
Is being led by a bunch
Ezekiel.
Of... A bunch of brothers.
Yes, Ezekiel and...
Mercer, the guy who looks like Blade on steroids.
Okay, to you.
To me. Yeah, and hopefully they do a better job.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Alexandria is pretty thriving right now.
Yes.
They have electricity.
Mm-hmm. Solar panel.
They got a lot of food. They don't got to worry about food all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. I thought they were like low on food.
Yes, and that kid RJ still doesn't talk.
Right. Hilltop is good now.
They actually didn't show Hilltop.
I don't know. But what they should do, they should, like, you know how they have cops? They should have, like, a patrol to just kill all the roving zombies everywhere.
Every day, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe even do a wider net of, like, gates.
Yes.
Around the area, you know? Just build a wider net.
I think that universe is done. I don't think they're going to focus on that anymore.
If anything, they'll... Well, we know Daryl ain't going to go back there for a while. He's stuck. Which is a good decision, you know? It's a way to not...
Well, we see at end of the episode, like, Daryl is living to look for a new frontier.
Yeah, Maggie's basically sent him on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And he's going to leave. And the way they set it up, if he is leaving United States, you're not going to see any characters from Walking Dead, unless it's like a radio or something, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, the whole episode I was waiting for Rick, and then the episode ended. And then I was like, crap. Not even one freaking morsel.
Yeah.
And then they show him in the last minute or so.
Yes, he is. And
he's a hobo on the street with no shoes.
It's not a hobo. He's still like, you know,
running from somebody.
Yes, with a helicopter.
It's still all mysterious. Why do they want him? Why is he so special?
Yes.
No, my theory is he probably has the cure.
Probably.
Why else would you want this guy?
Yeah, but they cannot like, you know, take his blood sample and like, you know, make a vaccine. Why do you keep needing him?
I have no idea. What is the reason they need him? And why?
Michonne is walking into this like bazillion and gazillion.
No, she looked like she walked off the set of Black Panther. She looks like Adora Michelle.
When she came to Talking Dead, but I'm talking about the show.
No, even at the end, you saw that like getup she had. It was armor.
Yeah, when she was sitting there.
It looks exactly like the Black Panther armor.
Yes, Dora Majale.
Yeah. And she's riding into a storm of zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't make any sense.
And she also have like a hockey mask type of thing right now going.
I mean, it's good because that way you can't get
bitten.
Leather is the best option for armor in the Walking Dead universe because I don't think zombies can bite leather.
Well, apparently the zombies are getting smart, so there is no option.
I don't know how the fuck they can bite those guys with the armor in the Commonwealth, with the stormtrooper armor.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? But,
and the thing is, like, what I miss, like, towards the end, they also brought back the fact that you put guts all over you and you walk. Like, these are the things they...
Yeah, a couple of seasons in the middle, they sort of forgot about that, you know?
Yes, like, you know, like, why don't you just keep doing that and just walk them out?
Fear the Walking Dead did that the whole time, all the time.
Yes.
All the time.
Ton of time. That. Anytime they're in a pinch, getting out of someplace.
I guess the writers on that show was like, wait, why is nobody doing this? Let's just do it now.
Yeah.
They forgot. Or maybe the writers that came up with that started that show.
Yeah. So, you know? They've been doing that a lot.
Yeah.
But it just ends up, and it ends the show with basically a setup for something else.
They actually had a little bit of happy ending for most of the people.
Yeah.
As Rosita but said, she needed to die just to prove, like, you know.
Right.
Like the mother's love. Mother will go towards
anything. I still would have liked to have seen Rick hug his daughter and come back at the end.
Maybe.
They could still do the Rick show and just flashback to how he got there, you know?
Yeah, could have.
Right?
Yeah, that could have taken place, like, where this thing is parallel, right?
It's been a while. It's been, what, a couple of years, right? At least 4 or 5 years.
Yes, RJ is much bigger.
Right.
Judith is much bigger, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot to cover there.
Mm-hmm.
And originally, it was supposed to be a movie. But I guess there was too much to do. I guess it was supposed to be 3 movies. So I guess now they're just going to do it as a series.
I guess.
Stretch it out. Mm-hmm. 3 seasons, maybe.
You think 3 seasons?
Who knows? You know?
But yes, I'll probably watch it just because of Andrew Lincoln.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have the accent, but still.
Yeah. I like Michonne, too. The show is missing her badassery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, there's only so much Daryl can do, and Carol.
Well, Carol, I think it's...
Carol and Daryl, you know, Negan. Those are the only 3 I really care about. Not so much Maggie, really.
Yeah.
You know?
Maggie was gone, too, 1 whole season.
Yeah,
well... she was doing that other show.
Well, you know, she was like, okay, I got my own show. Let's see how this goes.
And it didn't pan out.
Didn't pan out, and she came crawling back.
Yes, Hilltop again.
Yeah. I wonder how the show would have, like, turned into if they didn't have her come back.
Yeah.
You know. But I never understood actors. If you have a hit show...
I think, like, it's kind of gets irritating.
Write it out till it dies.
No, you're just like that too. You get bored with one thing.
Listen, shows don't go on forever. Okay?
You sure? General Hospital and what other shows like...
those guys, they got some old-ass guys on those shows.
Yes, exactly. It's going on forever.
Right. Yeah.
So, what do you mean the shows don't last forever?
That's job security, man.
Right. What about the fact that the Aaron guy said, like, he was in so much debt only because of this show...
Yeah.
He actually got his life back.
He's probably wishing that he wants to be into those spinoffs now.
Yeah, right.
You know? Look at those 2 guys from Supernatural. 15 fucking seasons.
Yeah.
Okay?
True.
They wrote that out till the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And they don't need to work.
They still get jobs.
Yes, as long as those are rerunning, they still get money.
Those freaking idiots from X-Files, Mulder and Scully, left during the last 2 seasons. That show would have still been on. It wouldn't have skydived. You know? Yet they came back for another 2 seasons. Right?
Yeah, I didn't like it anymore.
Because it was stale.
Yes.
You know? It wasn't
fresh. What I noticed also, like, when they bring back old cast and those... It's not like a rebooting, but again, that any show, I don't think that does well. Just like CSI, I lost interest in that. Even if they brought back Grissom and Sarah and whatever.
Leverage, you didn't like when they brought it
back?
No. You didn't like... I liked Prison Break when they brought it back. At least they ended it.
Yeah, I guess you needed the
ending. They ended it really crappy. At least now they ended it.
Yeah.
Everybody's dead. Mm-hmm. The bad guys are finally dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And but can you say the same thing for... CSI, no.
They're doing the same thing now with Quantum Leap. They brought that back, but I don't know how that's going to end.
Yeah, you don't even like the show anymore.
No.
They brought back MacGyver. It's crap now.
They didn't really bring back MacGyver. They remade it.
Yeah, well...
Had no connection. I'm talking about when they actually connect to the original.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
CSI isn't shit.
And they're bringing back Criminal Minds.
I don't know. I will have to see.
Right. Yeah. So, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So, overall, what would you give the finale?
It was good. It could have been
For people that stop watching Walking Dead for many years, would you suggest they
go back and keep watching?
Watch this last season, skip the season before? I think you could.
Yeah, last season wasn't much.
You can skip that season a little bit. Start back with this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. End it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're most excited for, out of all the spinoffs, which one?
I would say Michonne and Rick's, and Maggie and Negan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Daryl. Like, it's, I guess they should have showed a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, Daryl, in and of itself, I don't find him engaging because he's not...
he's too talkative and...
he's not too talkative. He's not actually charming, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He's more of a sidekick.
Yes.
Oh, I see. We talk about the same thing. Mm-hmm. He worked better when he was with Rick.
Or with Carol.
Right. So, because even, you know, the episodes that are just about Daryl are not my favorite episodes.
Yeah.
Because most of the time he's not talking in those episodes.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe they'll give him a nice person to interact with. Who knows?
I don't know. I thought he was hooking up with the deaf girl.
She's not going with him.
Yes, exactly. Like, what make him leave the country to go to France? And
who else? I don't know. Why would they pick him of all people?
I don't know.
He doesn't even
somebody with him.
He doesn't even know how to speak French.
Yeah, but that's what I'm just saying.
Send a person that speaks French?
Why couldn't they take he and Judith go together?
No, why would you take Judith?
Because that's his uncle, her uncle.
Then you gotta worry about taking care of the kid.
Oh, the kid is with Auntie Carol.
Right. And he also said, like, he'll look out for Rick.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's also ulterior motive, you know?
Yeah, but as I said, the show could have like, a 10-10, but I think it's 8.
Yeah, I'd give it an 8. Yeah.
Missing the points or the two character that
we wanted
to see?
The kids' scale is 4 thumbs up as the best.
Yeah.
So what would you do?
I guess 4 thumbs up at the best?
Yeah.
And I guess 3 thumbs up.
Yeah, I say 3.5.
Yeah.
That little, it just needed a little something extra to make it perfect. Something a little better.
Something for the hope, like, you know, like Judith got one of those bottle as a somehow made it to her, saying, I'm doing okay.
You know what would have been so good? If they got a radio transmission from Rick.
Mm-hmm. As I said, like,
that would have been good, right?
Yeah. When they are switching channels.
Then you have hope.
Yes, when you're switching channels and stuff.
Then he actually talks to his daughter. Is this Judith?
You know? Yeah, and then... Judith says, yes, Daddy, and this thing cuts off, like, boom.
Yeah. Booyah. That's when the helicopter comes.
Yes. Booyah.
Man,
there you go.
We're better writers.
So she needed that hope. I mean, like, she's hoping, but give her something solid, like,
you're telling me throughout that whole journey that they're both going through, they didn't run into a radio?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Or even the bottle he's been leaving in the water with the messages.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Anyhow, that's it for Walking Dead.
Or even, like, a person from Commonwealth who would have, like, seen Rick along the way or something. I don't know.
How would they even know who Rick is?
I don't know. She could have said, like, I have met a guy who said, I don't know, kind of weird.
No. That doesn't make sense.
But, you know, like, what we meant, like, you needed that solid proof of that hope.
Yeah, and they just wanted to set up a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know, in the Talking Dead, this guy kept on saying, like, you know.
Whatever.
You know.
That's a whole different thing, Ami.
It's not a whole different thing. We started the Talking Dead, okay? We should have been doing this podcast. We would have been the Talking Dead.
Yeah, we should have started this podcast back then.
Yeah.
Anchor wasn't around back then.
Oh, well.
No.
People would have listened to
us. Did you even know what a podcast was back then?
No, but I hear, like, the podcasting actually took off during COVID. Because everybody was home and all. They had all the time in the world just to do nothing. And people started making podcasts.
Yeah, they weren't making any new movies and stuff. So people were just listening to podcasts.
What were we doing?
We had children to raise.
Homeschool.
Yeah.
Well, school from home.
And we had a baby.
Mm-hmm. We just had baby.
Yeah. He ain't a baby no more. Getting too big.
Yes. Yeah. And everybody must listen to his knock-knock jokes.
No.
Okay, they are funny.
They're not. Anyhow, that's it for this episode.
Yes, that's it for the episode. And keep listening to us. And if you haven't seen Walking Dead, go watch it. Yeah. You won't be disappointed. Start from the beginning.
It was okay.
Start from the beginning and keep watching.
The finale wasn't as bad as some of the other finales, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, the Lost finale was bad.
Oh, God, I didn't even see that show.
You know, what else was bad? I heard Game of Thrones was bad. You know. It's not as good as the Breaking Bad finale. You know, Better Call Saul finale wasn't that good, too. I didn't like that. No.
Okay, I don't watch any of those, but...
But, yeah. It was okay finale.
All right.
Yeah.
So, take it easy. Enjoy some time with your loved ones and watch Walking Dead if you have time.
Yeah, well, I mean, not with the little kids.
Well, obviously, this is like after dark.
Yeah.
So they have the idea.
It's like, funny, like, you know, towards the last seasons, they actually started cursing on the show. I never heard them curse in the other seasons.
And they actually say the Walking Dead.
I guess, like, censorship has changed.
No. What about the fact he actually said it's Walking Dead?
Well, I mean, sooner or later, they had to, you know,
yeah,
put the title of the show into the conversation.
They had to wait 11 seasons for that.
Right, yeah.
Before all this time, it's Walkers.
Yeah.
Texas Ranger.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.